My hustlers, hello, peace and blessing to you, a good day upon you all. Thank you for being here. Really excited to be back. I took a week off of recording to regroup and assess some of the aspects of the podcast, and it was good. It was good to take some time and think through some things. I really processed and reflected a lot this past week, and I want to share some of those ideals with you today on Tidbit Tuesday. So grab your IPA, grab your Cabernet, and listen up. So I've been in Bangkok for about a month and a half now, and my hustle is going real strong. Let me just take this moment, give myself a little pat on the back, because I'm super proud of myself. I've been hustling really hard, y'all. I've been working really hard, trying to make these connections, trying to network, trying to make these opportunities for myself, make it happen, okay? We out here hustling, and it's been going really, really well. I've been accomplishing a lot. I've been making some really great connections. So my hustle game has gone really strong, but it's beginning to wear me down a little bit. And that's kind of what I wanted to talk a little bit about on the podcast today. And it's not because the work per se is making me tired, but it's more the weight that I have added onto the initial weight of the hustle. Because y'all, if we could be real for a second, the hustle is heavy, okay? She's thick. She takes time and commitment and dedication, and she will weigh on your shoulders and wear you down. And so that already is a lot to bear for one person. And then on top of that, there's these different, you know, mindsets and different feelings that can easily put even more stress and even more burden on top of your hustle, on top of my hustle, on top of our hustle. So on the one hand, I've been trying to make this time away from physically being in New York work by maintaining this same rat race mentality sort of hustle that you get really accustomed to when you're living in that sort of mecca, when you're living in New York or even, you know, Chicago, Atlanta, LA, Nashville. It's a dog-eat-dog world. You gotta, you know, every day you wake up and you attack what you want to accomplish. You have to hustle really hard and kind of, not aggressively, but, you know, with a little bit of aggression. And so I've been working with that mentality on my New York connections and still keeping ties in New York. But also I've been working on establishing myself here in Bangkok. And the vibe of the hustle here is a little bit more relaxed. It's a little lighter. It's like hustle light in comparison to New York or the American hustle. Things still get done. Things still get accomplished. It's a great hustle. It's fantastic. Honestly, I think I might be enjoying myself throughout the hustle process more here in Bangkok than here in New York. But that's neither here nor there. In a month's time, I have almost completely booked myself for the next 3 months of being in Bangkok. And I want to give a shout out, you know, once again to my New York hustle, because it is that perseverance, it is that tenacity that got me to that point, got me to immediately moving here and being like, okay, who do I need to meet? Who do I need to know? You know, who is who in this business here in Bangkok, here in Thailand? And so it's really great. There's a lot of opportunities that I have coming up in the next few months, and there's still offers coming in. I'm still working on some other things. And so I'm super booked and blessed, but I still don't feel completely fulfilled. It's kind of like that line in Hamilton, you know, I will never be satisfied. I keep having these questions roll around in my mind. You know, who am I doing all of this for? What am I trying to prove by hustling this hard? And who am I trying to prove that to? Who, at the end of the day, am I really trying to make proud? You know? And I think all of these questions can definitely find a root in self-doubt, you know, and from that, you know, self-doubt, I've been feeling a little bit consumed by feelings of unworthiness or inadequacy, not being smart enough to tackle what I want, not being talented enough to achieve what I want to achieve. Really just not being enough for my goals, enough for my hustle, enough for what I want out of my career. And I've been fighting and burying and fighting and burying these feelings, not just over this past month and a half, but really over the span of the past few years since my career has really become my career, you know, instead of just something that I'm learning how to do in an educational setting or something that I'm just doing for fun. Since I've established myself as a professional artist, self-doubt has been knocking at my door and sending me letters and really passive tweets and saying, you know, is this really you? Is this really what you want? Are you really capable of doing this, you know, of achieving what you want? Do you think that you're going to come out on top after you've hustled this hard? And these feelings being consumed by these emotions and by this self-doubt can create a very lonely, isolated atmosphere, especially for an artist. You know, we do love our isolation occasionally, but we also love our community and that feeling of being a part of something bigger than ourselves and just being part of that puzzle. And with these feelings of self-doubt and inadequacy, I myself have begun to sort of hold myself away and escape within myself. Even with close friends, even with close peers, it becomes increasingly hard to talk about what's really going on, like what's actually the root of my struggle currently. And we shrug it off with phrases like, you know, yeah, it might not be great right now, it might be shit right now, but it's all gonna be okay. I just gotta keep my pedal to the metal, you know, keep my head in the game, keep grinding, keep doing what I'm doing. And this might work for some, but at other times, it might be time to think about a shift, an adjustment, a slight improvement to accommodate the current demands of the hustle. And so this is really a time that I'm using for myself. And if you're in this situation, I encourage you as well to use this time to reclaim your confidence. That's really what we're doing. We're reclaiming our confidence on the road of the hustle. And the first step, I think, in reclaiming our confidence is considering a change of pace. Now, a change of pace does not have to mean closing the chapter of your life where you are an artist. That's not what I'm talking about here. It's not, oh, it's too hard. I can't be an artist anymore. I'm going to go and be an accountant, or I'm going to go and find another career. That's not necessarily what I'm talking about here. A change of pace is taking your hustle and adjusting the tempo, adjusting the speed just slightly so that you can better fill the time and space within your hustle with the ideals and the action and the mindset that will best benefit you. And so in considering this change of pace, there are really varying degrees of three different speeds. There is the pause, the speed up, and the slow down. The pause is a break, you know, it's a short hiatus or an escape. So you've been hustling really hard, you've maybe accomplished a lot, you've got a lot of stuff done, you've really made some headway in your hustle, in your career, but you're feeling a little burnt out. So you take a break, you take a pause, you go home for the holidays, you go and visit your friends somewhere else for a few weeks, you get out of the city, you get out of the hustle and bustle of whatever state or whatever location, whatever mentality that you're living in currently, and you go and just reset. Then there's the speed up, which is really a call for action. So maybe you've been hiding in the trenches a little too long. You're not actually hustling. You're just kind of laying low. You've maybe been in a state of limbo for a while. You're kind of trying to figure out what to do. You're not exactly sure if the road that you're on is the road that you want to continue to be on. So maybe it's time to shake things up a little bit. Who can you talk to? Who do you see who has a quick hustle that you admire and desire? And what can you learn from them? How can you get from where you are at, you know, 0 or 10 to getting to 60 or 100? And then there's the slowdown, which is time for reflection and maybe replacement, a few adjustments, experimentation with your hustle. We don't want to completely stop, but we definitely need to slow down and decrease our pace a little bit just so that we can try different ways to do things. And so we reflect on the work that we've done in the past and how it's made us feel, and we consider some ways to do those things a little bit differently so that maybe we sleep better at night, or we can sleep at all at night, or we can wake up in the morning and immediately get on our grind and get to work. What are some changes that we need to make, and how can we implement those in a safe environment? Currently, I am at a bit of a slowdown here in Bangkok, and it has taken me a while to kind of realize that that's what I needed. But this New York hustle feels a little bit out of place here. It definitely has still gotten me very far, but for example, somebody wants to start a project here, and even though I know deep down that I'm exhausted and that I really shouldn't commit myself to this project, or I really shouldn't give so much time to a certain project or commit to something that I know that I can't give 100% on or fully deliver. And yet my New York hustle responds instead of myself and is like, when are we going to start this? You know, you start tomorrow. Well, when are we going to start throwing around ideas? Let's get this ball rolling. Let's get on the road with this. And the reply that I've often received here is, we'll get to it. You know, let's start fresh next week. Let's start fresh after the holidays. Let's take some time and break all of this down and then really consider what we want. And then we'll come in headstrong, clean mind, clean slate. And my New York hustle replies and says, well, what am I supposed to do in the meantime? How am I supposed to spend my days? And, you know, the answer to that, and it took me this past week and a little bit more time to really get to this answer, is that in the meantime, girl, you gotta work on yourself. You gotta work on what you actually want, what you're actually trying to achieve. And so I've been taking this slowdown period, and I'm going to continue taking it and really assessing what I'm working on right now, and how it is working and how it's not working, and how I can change my mindset, change my hustle to better accommodate the situation that I'm in and the variables that I have to deal with, which include location, my priorities, maybe needing to reorganize those, my mindset, my mental state of being, and the team that I currently have and that I'm currently surrounded by. So if you're feeling stuck or overwhelmed or lost, and you're thinking this state of mind, this current state of my hustle, this isn't working, maybe it's time to consider a change of pace, whether it be a pause to escape from it all, a speed up to get your ass into gear and take some action, or a slowdown to reflect and assess and maybe tinker around with some different improvements. Figure out what you find so unsavory or so unsettling about your current state of being, your current state of hustle. And let's mix it up a little bit. Let's give it a little change of pace. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you on the hustle.